We are doing this to mark the International Right to Information Day, which is commemorated every year. The last 2 days, Article 19 has collaborated with Oslo Met University and UNESCO. We've collaborated to have a training. This is the fourth year running, to have trainings for journalists on issues and access to information. And the whole idea this time was, we thought of it in terms of media and development. What role can media play in enhancing sustainable development? So we have been speaking the last 2 days about access to information as a tool to enhance the development and the role of the media. So we've had a fruitful 2 days, and we thought it's good to end it on a high note in terms of opening up the space to bring in other stakeholders who we have worked with or who have a lot to contribute to this, and hence we are here to discuss that. So that's really the background to all this. I think even in terms of access to information, for me, it's not access to information by itself. Access to information as an instrument or as a leverage to ensuring development is happening, to ensuring citizens are involved, to ensuring we're having the right discussions, to ensuring accountability, transparency. I mean, for me, that is what would make the most of what we have in access to information as a tool. And so that's what we've been discussing the past 2 days.
Open Government Partnership is a multilateral program that's been in place since 2011. That's when Kenya signed on. And there are commitments that are done every 2 years that are supposed to help us realize the stuff that is key or important to our country. And the Open Government Partnership has also facilitated for us to have a platform where we can speak both government representatives, national and county, and civil society actors. This is the only platform of this kind, and it also helps Kenya to actually realize its commitments on other multilateral platforms that are important to it.
We as an independent constitutional office or commission who have this mandate of oversight and the implementation of this Access to Information Act really feel honored to join all of you this afternoon, because access to information is one of the core project which is in our heart as a commission. Last year, together with Honorable Florence Kajuju, who is the chair of our commission, I am the vice chair and Commissioner Lucy, we came into the office, and one thing that we noticed was, the flagship project that we wanted to work on thoroughly in the next coming or 6 years when we are in that office is access to information. Because we believe that access to information is one of a very important and fundamental right for all the Kenyans to be able to enjoy the different, economic, political, cultural, and social rights. And we believe that this is the key to enjoying all those rights. And that's why you will appreciate that, we've been trying as a commission very hard to set up infrastructure and a framework for effective implementation of access to information.
The right to access to information in Kenya is enshrined, as you are all aware, at Article 35. I think we have to continuously tell Kenyans that it is not CAJ who is talking. It is the Constitution which is talking. And CAJ is just trying to implement an article which they passed in 2010. And the same article has been enhanced, or we want to say that it has been recognized at the international level, whereby Goal 16, also under the UN Sustainable Development Goals, talks of promotion of a peaceful and inclusive society for sustainable development by providing access to justice for all and build effective, accountable, and inclusive institutions at all levels. As you are aware, we must implement also the international instruments. And we are, as CAJ, supposed to regulate this SDG. So we are doing what we are supposed to do.
My name is Suba Churchill. I'm the presiding convener of the Civil Society Reference Group, which has partnered with Article 19 in a number of its interventions that are aimed at empowering people to access information, because we rightly believe that access to information empowers people to participate in the management of public affairs and in the governance of this country. And we think that observing this day is critical, because in a country that is struggling to emancipate itself from the shackles of corruption and bad governance that has always resulted from lack of access to information, of people in authority purveying on the ignorance of the people, I think access to information is critical in ensuring that sustainable development goal number 16 and in relation to open governance partnership will go a long way in ensuring that, you know, Kenya succeeds in fighting corruption where other countries in its neighborhood have failed.
Jina ni Tabitha Rotich, mwanahabari katika shirika la habari la Royal Media Services, kitengo cha radio, Radio Citizen. Na hii leo tumekuwa na siku ya kufana sana baada ya kupitia ile mafunzo kuhusiana na mbinu ambayo tunaweza kupata habari ili tuweze kuwezesha uandishi wa taarifa zetu, na imekuwa ni shughuli ya kufana, imekuwa ni shughuli ya siku mbili, na tumeweza kupata mafunzo mengi na tumeweza kufahamishwa kwamba tuna haki ya kupata habari kutoka serikali ama idara yoyote ile, ili tuweze kuhakikisha taarifa ambayo tunayoandika iwe ni credible na iwe ni ya kufaa. Na pia tumeweza kufundishwa kuhusu zile malengo ya SDGs, tumeweza kufundishwa vile tunaweza kuzihusisha na taarifa zetu ambazo tunaweza kuziandika. Tumepata kwamba katika malengo hayo kuna vile tunaweza kuzihusisha moja kwa moja. Muhimu kuu ni kuhakikisha kwamba malengo hayo yanamlenga mwananchi, kwa sababu malengo hayo yanamhusu yule mtu wa pale chini, wala sio serikali.